Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's my cum.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I wanted to hate it.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up? We in the studio. We fucking vaping on
what
Gibbs
up?
Vape. Dude, this uses the use. Oh, Jesus.
What?
The USB. USB-C. You can charge an iPhone and a vape with the same charger.
Dude, do you know I just realized my car has a USB-C in it?
Yeah.
Do yours?
Did you USB-C it?
Yeah.
Cut it.
Damn, don't cut it. Leave it in.
But isn't that funny? Like, you think of like the C input as like, oh, this is elite. This is like for like high level, like level shit. And then people are just vaping on Tropicana and motor oil. And we're like, yeah, this deserves it.
What flavor is that? Slip and slide?
Let's see.
Slip and slide. Slip and slide just sounds, it just makes my legs itch saying the word slip and slides. Oh, the
Have you
grass.
Ever been on a slip and slide?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're so fun.
They are, but like by the time you like fully like lay out, you're
already in it.
You're off.
Yeah, but
you ever try to make a long one where you like tape two together?
No, but that's pretty ingenious.
It is until you do it.
Oh.
Yeah, they just rip apart.
Stupid.
Dumb.
You ever try to use construction paper for a condom?
For what?
A condom?
A condom.
Yeah.
I feel like that might not feel very well.
What
good?
Very good.
Very well. When I'm off the vape, dog.
Me too. When did you learn how to decipher between good and well? When people correct my English,
well?
I want to uppercut them. On Halloween. No, it's ours, Gabe.
I can't withhold the vape from Gabe.
Yeah, there's no way. Gabe's
our juice.
Produce so bad.
How many times when you're editing the podcast do you have to take out the noise of you going?
Well, I don't vape while we record.
Really? That's so respectful.
Yeah, that is really nice, Gabe.
Yeah.
Gabe,
that would
really
be
nice
funny.
Guy.
I will say a lot of times during shows, even during stand-up, I'll just see like a little cloud kind of come up from table C and I'm like, fuck yeah, Tevin. Hit that shit.
You know what's funny? When I see that, I'm like, this is not enough for you? I'm opening my whole entire heart and soul to you.
How about that girl last week in Virginia Beach? Great shows, great audience,
Virginia
very
Beach.
Fun.
Really stepped up from fucking Plano. Not the people.
Oh my
God. Not the people. The people in Plano are really nice. Dallas, very nice. Just, I mean, how many times do we have to bring it up?
Yeah, yeah.
The shows.
The shows were great.
In Virginia Beach,
very
boy.
Fun. But a girl sitting in the front row, Pink Hair, told me she took ecstasy before the show. If I'm going to do ecstasy and lose all my serotonin, bye-bye, RIP Sarah Antonin, I want to be at a rave. Comedy?
No.
I don't... You're just fucking chewing on your tongue, be like, the way he talked about that Honda Civic joke. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't even know what ecstasy does, but I know for sure that if I took it, I'd be in the audience being like, oh, that's a chupacabra.
Imagine,
that's not a human being.
You know
being.
When you come?
Yup.
It's like that, but for like an hour straight.
Can't be.
But out of your whole body. It's great.
So you're coming out of your entire body when you're on?
Yeah, it feels like pretend your whole body can come.
Got it. Hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like imagine like all the pores in your body.
Yeah.
They all kind of like...
Whoa.
It's like okay, you know how a nut's quick sometimes?
Sometimes you get the dub, like the, I got three, almost three nuts last night.
You had a great nut last night. Wow.
Welcome to the show. You had a great nut last
great
night.
Great nut.
You know why?
Great nut.
I'll tell you why, because we're on the road, and so four days of not fucking.
Nutting.
Not fucking. And when you go back, boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
My girl was,
bark.
Yeah, give daddy a bone. Mama wants cum.
Yeah, that. So imagine the nut these guys are busting when they get back from, you know.
War?
Yeah. World War II, Vietnam.
You ever see when the dogs welcome them?
What?
The army guy almost comes on the dog.
I mean.
I'm in the vape again.
Michael's off the vape. But that nut is just.
It. Yeah.
It's almost like you have it is okay. Hold on, what am I trying to say here? I'm off the vape right now.
Me too. I'm feeling
good. Off the nicotine.
Me too.
So when you don't have the nut and you're taking all this time and you haven't seen your significant other, is that intermittent fasting?
Yeah,
intermittent fapping. Title if I've ever heard one. Run it on all three cameras. Intermittent fapping.
Fapping.
Fap, jack off, jerk off.
Who the hell says fapping?
A lot of people online.
Really?
You never heard that?
Oh, yes, I have. Fap. Yes, I have. Yes,
fap.
I have.
It's fap, noise. Fap, you know? Fappuccino? Whoa.
I'm so sorry. I just tasted my entire salad. You ever burp and taste all your food?
Yeah, that's why there's certain foods that it'll just stick with you.
Yeah.
And you're going through, like Korean barbecue, you'll be 4 days over some KBBQ and you hit a quick, and you're like,
yeah.
Gochugang?
Like,
is that
damn.
A sauce? Gochugang?
Gochugang.
Gochugang.
Yeah, you burp, you're like, oh, damn, that was a birthday cake for my 7th birthday. I'm 30.
Ice cream cake. Where were you at with that?
Oh, ice cream cake?
Were you a fan?
Yeah. I never had ice cream cake for my birthday, though.
Really?
No, I always got regular cake.
I feel like if somebody had... like ice cream cake, I was like, oh, fucking Steven's got it like that.
Oh yeah, you own T-Mobile if you have ice cream
cake. I
didn't
like how the consistency of the cake came out though, because the cake part was like, it was like denser. The ice cream hit.
Yeah, the cake part has to be like more cold than regular cake.
It's exactly. Yeah. I just cold cake ain't all that great. Actually, I take that back.
Cold cake is phenomenal. Cake.
When you get at the grocery store, they have like the pre-sliced cake slices.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I immediately take everything back. I said I had some carrot cake from fucking Whole Foods. That was Erewhon, you know, that shit in LA. But it was the slice individual and it was cold. Oh, I wanted to go back in time and make my birthday that day so I could just eat that without anybody looking at me and judging me.
Dude, let me ask you this real quick. If you're going to prison, and you're in prison for when you go to prison for tax evasion,
I pay my taxes.
So you're in prison. Who knows what you did? You probably held up a fucking Hot Topic or whatever.
I was probably too hot, and like we got to like sky up.
Yeah.
Too hot to handle.
Too hot. Yeah.
Season three.
You go into prison, right?
Yeah. Prison.
Come out 5 years, no fucking. What are you doing? The moment you get out of prison, what are you doing?
Coming. I just don't know where.
That's what I'm asking.
I'm kind of just going to, like, I might make, like, an event page for it on Facebook and be like, I'm going to be coming at this location.
Uh-huh.
If nobody shows up, fine.
Yeah.
If 10 women show up and they're like, we're here to help.
Yep.
By all means. Mm-hmm. Hoorah.
Can Postmates bring hookers?
I think that's a pimp.
Good.
Pimps still around?
Pimps. Do they fill a W-2 out? How do they get money? Where do they put it?
Well, that's tax fraud right there.
100%.
Also, do you have to wear a coat if you're a pimp? Like a pimp could dress like Gabe. Gabe could be a pimp.
That would be fire.
But you have to have a cane, a top hat, and fur that is like orange.
I also feel like you need to have a lot of rings.
Yeah. Right? I just found out one of my buddies that I grew up with is a big ring guy.
Well,
he posted a photo I hadn't seen in a while. Uh-uh. He had like 5 rings on. I was like, because one, you're like, all right, they're married, or it's like, hey, it's a thumb ring.
The thumb ring.
I don't fucking know.
Are you going to wear a wedding ring?
Yeah.
I think I'll wear a wedding ring, but that's when I'll become a ring guy. So I'll wear multiple rings.
Blend in.
So then I can cheat.
Yeah.
People are like, you married? I'm like, am I?
And then they go, let me see your ring finger. And then there's 10 of them.
Yep.
And you go, oh, they're positive, minus, like, negative, they cancel out. Dude,
yeah.
This is how I was watching the Chappelle special last night with the old girlfriend. And within 30 seconds, she just goes, is he married? I'm like, yeah.
Well,
he's not wearing a ring.
Who cares?
If my comedy makes somebody question, is he wearing a ring or not? That's literally why I like wearing plain clothes on stage, just because I don't want anybody to question anything about it and be like, is that shirt a hand-me-down?
Yeah, I also don't like wearing like words on my chest.
Right.
Because I feel like people are like reading shit.
I have illogical thoughts about that too. Is that a word? Illogical?
Illogical, yeah.
Yeah,
you got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Cool.
You got
it. Thank you. Pat on the back. But yeah, I think there's too much going on.
Yeah.
And every time I've worn a shirt with like too much on it, I feel like I have to address it, or I have to like be like, oh, that set was okay. Probably because I have a shirt with Stone Cold Steve Austin on it and they're not looking at me. They're looking at the fucking man of the hour.
And also like the amount that like you need to be so good that show to justify you wearing like kind of like more wild clothing.
Right.
Because if you're bombing, in a shirt that looks like Toucan Sam's skin, you got a problem.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's so funny. I brought this windbreaker with me to Lexington, Kentucky. All those shows were great. And I'm like, I was feeling myself. This was a Saturday show. So I was like, fuck it. You know what? I'm gonna wear this PT Cruiser windbreaker I have.
I like that PT.
And I've posted it on my story. I put it on the story that night, like, hey, fucking fit of the night. Mm-hmm. I'm 15 minutes into my set and go, uh-oh, this is not going the way I want it to.
Oh.
Take it off.
Off.
Back to normal.
Really?
Yeah, back to normal.
It's just about being comfortable.
It's all it is.
The last thing you want to worry about is like, oh, my new Reeboks, they're too stiff.
Yeah.
I mean, we wear the same Vans on every show for the last... It's these.
Yeah, we bought these in Salt Lake City together.
It's make like, out. Hey.
But yeah, it wasn't even because the PT Cruiser was on the back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just like a little thing in the front. But the movement of it, I felt too like...
For sure.
I hated how I felt. I was like, this is not me. I'm not a windbreaker kind of guy.
Why does Superman need a cape?
Maybe it's because he got a fat ass and he doesn't want to get hit on by girls.
He does have a fat ass. Yeah. I saw the new Batman trailer.
Oh.
Dude looking hot.
Who's playing Batman again?
Fucking Robert Pattinson.
Really?
I'd pat that dick.
RB?
Yeah, I was just making
wait,
sure.
Wait, no, RP.
RP.
Yep, nobody corrected me there. All right. Twilight.
Twilight.
He's playing Batman?
Yeah.
They
looking fine.
I know, but like how many stories why do they keep changing? Why is there so many stories? One movie and then be done.
It's not different though. Every Batman's the same.
This is why I don't watch movies. I'm like, this is, it's the same.
They've made Spider-Man the same exact one. I'm not shitting you.
I can't believe they
4 times?
Should I make another White Claw video? Like what the fuck do these people want?
Look at me. Yeah.
Yeah, just start doing. Yeah, you just call it the reboot. You can just go through all your videos and just do a reboot.
Version. So what makes? Because
if real quick, I'm so sorry. If you hired a kid that looks sort of like you and just did the exact same Black Claw video, it would get 400 kabillion views.
Yeah.
Reboot.
No, then people would be like, this guy's trying to be Trevor.
Right, but fuck.
Goddamn.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn. Riddle me this, moviegoers.
Ooh, that's actually in Batman.
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Isn't the Riddler a thing?
Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey. So good in it.
He's great. Question.
Okay.
So what's the difference between a 48th Spider-Man and then like doing sequels and part twos and part threes?
So it's the same. It's what he's just saying. When you reboot, you're basically telling the same story from scratch, just with different actors. And you're saying this isn't... Nothing that happened in the previous movies.
Oh my
is
dude, that's
real anymore.
Fucking that's
genius.
That's doing layups while you're sitting on top of the hoop. It's already scripted for you.
Well, I mean, they definitely
the path has been paved.
They definitely change it, but there's a built-in fan base for the story.
So they're just copying off each other's papers in class and just getting A pluses and being like, "Whoa, we're good at this."
Well, dude, that's the wild thing about film. is they literally copy and they go, oh, well, this is a Michael Bay shot and we'll just do it here. They literally call it like a Michael Bay shot, or they call it like a whoever shot, and they just redo it and no one gets upset.
And it's already tested and proven that it's going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like taking one of your bits and be like, oh, cool. And at the end of the credits of your Netflix special, the person who stole it, they go, credit, Trevor Wallace. No.
That is so interesting.
Wild.
But the second they try to do a sequel, the Dumb and Dumber prequel and sequel, I wanted to go on a journey to find Jeff Daniels and be like, what is this?
Was it was really bad?
You haven't seen him?
No.
The bad sequel bubble? Was... It hurts because I just love the movie so much. I've also seen three movies, so I don't know how to base it off of things. But the sequel, that's the one after.
Right. It went the original and then the prequel and then the sequel.
The prequel
right?
was horrendous.
Hold on. The prequel was.
Yeah, the prequel was like almost like a straight to DVD kind of thing. I think.
Yeah,
like
it wasn't, I remember like seeing a big. Yeah, they went prequel before the sequel. They did like them before they were Dumb and Dumber, but it wasn't Jim Carrey or Jeff Daniels. It was like two random dudes that just found in like Tuscaloosa. They're like, y'all act?
No.
Swear. I want to see what they or who they were. Watch it just be like some very famous actor now.
Yeah, it's probably.
No, it was not good. They were like literally like eating poop, I think. They were riding a short bus, and I was like, guys, you can't do this.
What is going on?
Yeah, no.
And then Dumb and Dumber 2 was garbage too, right?
I will say I stopped watching halfway.
Wow. And Dumb and Dumber 1 is like your favorite movie of all time.
Dumb and Dumber, I think, is just.
Besides Marley and Me.
Yeah.
All right, so Dumb and Dumber When Harry Met Lloyd?
Yeah. Oh, it's God. Two random dudes.
Like I know that dude.
Who is he? Like, imagine trying to fill the shoes of Jim Carrey.
Who are these people?
Eric Christian Olsen played Jim Carrey's
character. Oh, I know this guy. He's actually really fucking talented.
This guy?
Yeah, he's actually really good.
He played Jim Carrey?
Yeah,
he was Jim Carrey's character.
Oh. All right, well.
No, he's actually super talented. He's in, isn't he in like a CSI or some shit?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, this came out. You're be like, fuck yeah, why wouldn't I do this? This movie's legendary. It's going to get a fuck ton of views. And then you're like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah, 10% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yikes.
Wow. Wow. I don't know if I've ever seen something that low. What's the worst rated Rotten Tomatoes movie ever?
I think you're just talking about it. Isn't it the...
We got it.
Jason Derulo.
Oh, Cats?
Cats. You have to say his name like that, by the way. Do you think when he goes to restaurants they go party for Jason Derulo?
Do you think when he comes he does that? Because that's what I would do. Yeah, that's what I would 100% do. If you had to stick with one catchphrase the rest of your life when you orgasm, what would it be?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's my cum.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I wanted to hate it.
Yeah, what would you go with?
Here's a car wash. Strap up, Cinderella. Yep.
Okay, that sounded like I was, you know, when you tap 10 seconds and you're like trying to skip through on a podcast, it sounded like I was just hitting 10 different sentences.
So we got the 25 worst movies of all time.
Oh,
according to Rotten Tomatoes, though?
Yeah, yes. According to Rotten Tomatoes. So Ballistic X versus Sever. I remember
that was
this.
So good.
You saw it?
No, I never. I don't know. What the fuck
I saw this in 2002, and I was like 10 You've years old. I saw this, and this was the first movie I can remember like having an opinion on being like, this is fucking bad. Even really? At 10 years old, I understood just
dude,
how
10
bad
year old,
this
10
movie
year olds
was.
Love everything. I was sitting next to this dude in the plane, Delta, and this dude was maybe like 13. He was watching Mortal Kombat laughing because he thought it was funny. Have you seen the new Mortal Kombat?
No.
Trash can of a movie. Just trash can of a movie. Just absolute trash. But he was literally laughing. He was like, oh, this is funny. Dude. I wanted to fucking break the screen. Yeah. This is not funny, sir. It was terrible. And what's this one?
This is Mac and Me. This is, I think, the one that... Have you guys seen Marley that bit Paul Rudd does where he goes on Conan and he plays the same trailer over and over again when he's trying to promote a new movie? It's always a trailer for...
really funny.
It's always a trailer for this movie. It's like an E.T. knockoff that I think is also like a McDonald's
Mac
sponsored
and Me?
Thing. Yeah.
I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, this looks like The Room, but E.T.
But the thing is if any of these movies hit me up and be like, do you want to be in this? I'd be like, oh, I'm down, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it comes out and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, because everyone, it's
guys,
like you were saying, like, everyone thinks like when they get involved, it's not like all these people are going to come together and make this film and be like, let's make something bad. Everyone believes in it when they start it.
Yeah. Well, also, I've been filming stuff of my own or my friends and or any small project, and I go, this is, ugh. But you go, you know what? The edit has so much to do. And I, or a question, I'll be like, oh, fuck, I don't know if I got anything funny. Is this even good? you know what? In the edit, we can make it funny. And that's what a lot of these actors probably do. And then they go to the screening and they're like, oh, they kept that in there?
I will say, though, do you ever like watch a movie and you're like, wow, this actor's horrible? Like, it's just awful. And that's how bad the actor is, that they couldn't...
Oh, even through editing.
They couldn't through editing. I mean, there's ways where you can hide a shitty performance. There's like 20 different ways you can hide a shitty performance.
Oh, yeah. Imagine them with no music on it. Just talking. No,
but no
or
music.
Or dare say score.
There's ways to... Like, you have a bad moment, just cut to the other coverage. Like, there's ways to hide it. Go to an insert shot. Yeah. That's how bad every moment was. You couldn't even save this guy's or lady's career. What's this one?
This is recent. Travolta playing John Gotti, mobster.
Cut it. What did he get?
I think these are all 0%.
With zero?
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that was possible.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, so here's the full list. Ballistic X versus Sever.
Pinocchio?
Let me see if I've seen any of these. Well, Jaws got a zero?
No, the revenge.
What happened? The shark ate him?
This is straight up about the Jaws shark goes and follows a couple from the West Coast to Hawaii to get revenge on them.
That sounds great.
Hawaii, great water, very warm. I will say, the Nutcracker in 3D. Yeah, it's probably terrifying. Fuck that.
The return to the blue, well, no, not the, return to the Blue Lagoon.
It does look like a lot of these are just like sequel ripoffs where it's like, fuck it, let's just do another Jaws or whatever.
I'm trying to see if
Cabin Fever
ones.
I've seen.
What's some recent ones?
What's Cabin Fever?
Cabin Fever is like a thriller. It was pretty big.
What's the worst movie you guys have seen? Or being like, wow, this is not good. I saw one that was Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. It wasn't Step Brothers, obviously, but it was... they were like in a war or something. It came out on Christmas a couple years ago. I gotta find it now. But it was just like, it seemed like they wrote it in like
11 minutes.
The Sherlock Holmes one?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I heard this was really bad.
It was just so dated. There was so many jokes that were like happening that year. But like by the time it came out, they were kind of old news.
Hold on, Sherlock Holmes, this is like a real one?
Yeah, they did a Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, this came out. I remember seeing it on like Christmas with my family.
What a weird choice. Because wasn't, what's his name is Sherlock Holmes? Yeah. Like actual.
Or no,
Sherlock.
Holmes, or Watson.
Holmes and Watson, yeah.
Yeah, Holmes and Watson.
But it's not like the series.
Dude, I was pumped because I love Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly's great, but it's just like, it was just, what does that say? Oh, the worst movie ever. Jesus.
Yeah, this one got
that's
10.
What Google Images asked, or Google questions asked right off the bat. It was one of those where you're like 3 minutes in and you're like, what's happening?
Yep.
Yeah, just a bunch of like random famous people in it just for no reason, a bunch of cameos. And
there was a movie I saw recently that was absolutely horrendous trash, and I couldn't, because I can't hate watch shit. You know, some people can like, oh, this is so bad, let's keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot do that. If it, mm-hmm. like, it, like, I feel like there's spiders inside of me when I'm watching shit that's like horrible. That's why I can't ever watch those reality shows, because I'm just like,
I love that.
Fucking
because
it
sets the tone. I know going into it, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be shitty, and I'm excited for that.
Oh no,
this made 30 mil in the box office.
Yeah, but it probably cost 150 to make, plus another 150 to market.
How much did it? You know what word's funny? Crude. They're like, there's crude sexual material.
Yeah. Welcome to comedy.
Tits. Crude.
Neat.
Oh, your act is a little crude for me.
Is it? Then get off the boat, you fucking bitch. God damn it.
Where's the worst place you've ever done comedy?
Plano, Texas. No. The worst place I've ever done comedy?
Yeah.
I mean, I told this story before. I had to follow a drag queen, and I bombed my entire dick off for 30 minutes. Fire Island, New York.
But I'm saying like...
Oh, like a comedy club?
Or no, not comedy club, but just like the worst, like whether it's a stage or you're like in a laundromat.
Oh.
Do you have anything like that?
Did you do one at a detox or a rehab?
Oh, that was...
I've done one there.
It was
actually fun.
Well, I've done one in LA that was so fun, and I've done a bunch in New York that were fun. This one was terrible. Yeah. I told the story before.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I've told the story too. Mine was at like the private party at like Mastro's for a 17-year-old, and it was just terrible.
Yeah. I mean, dude, literally TV. They were like, I need heroin so bad. And they were like, cool, you're in rehab. Can't have heroin. And they're like, all right, well, my second choice is to watch this movie that we're watching. And then the nurse goes, turn it off. Here's comedy. What? No. Leave it on.
You're probably watching a great movie, too.
Oh, dude. They were like, there was
Godfather.
There was three of them, and they were like really enjoying it. It wasn't Godfather, but it was
three?
Like
three.
Yeah, it was
three people.
Oh yeah.
I would have just sat on the couch and joined them.
I mean, I about did. I tried to do a bit, and then I just was like, "What's your daughter's name?" I just like had a full conversation. Like I was next to him at a bus stop. Oh, it was awful.
When you're not expecting stand-up comedy and then stand-up comedy starts happening.
It's the worst thing ever.
Well, you're the most judgmental audience ever. You're like, hey, we were enjoying a thing. Now this guy's here to fuck it up. Like, yeah. You know how funny you have to be to make somebody who's in rehab, who is watching a movie they enjoyed, laugh?
Dude, yeah. They want heroin. It's like, we don't want this at all. This is the last thing we want.
Yeah.
A small fucking kid to be yelling in our faces.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the jokes you did? You're like, so I went to Whole Foods and look, you know, I go there and I bought $17. I got a zucchini and two kiwis. I mean, these prices. The guy's like, give me that mic cord. I will strangle myself right now.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm trying to even think of a bit. I think I did like this like Brooklyn joke I had for a while. It was Manhattan.
Where was the show? Oh, the show was in Manhattan?
In Manhattan, yeah.
And? How'd it do?
The joke? Or the whole show?
The joke.
Awful.
Oh, okay.
Awful. Everything I said was awful.
Yeah.
They were not like, I made like the nurse laugh like 3 or 4 times there and I was go. Like, oh, I'm crushing.
Yeah, you find that one person who laughs and you're like, you are my basis of all of this.
I was also livid at my friend because he was hosting the show and he was like, oh, dude, this is great. And I was like, is it great? And he's like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I had to run from that to another show. So I was like, I'm just going to let you know, man, I don't have a lot of time because I have to get to stand-up New York. So like, is this show going to be cool? He's like, oh, buddy.
Hosts never lie though. You'll be like, how are they? They'll be like, yeah, they're cool. Which is code for, ugh.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
You ask me, I'll tell you the truth.
Some do. Some are like, yeah, they're a little stiff. But a lot of hosts are like, nah, man, they're good. They're good.
Yeah. Also, but it's hard for a host to know what the hell's happening because they're like eating drinks the whole time and they're you know what I mean?
Right, but sometimes like, you know. You have those jokes that sets the barometer and you're like, oh, this didn't even get y'all? All right.
This is going to be a rough one.
Time to bring up the next. Or when the host brings up the next comedian, they get off on a joke with no laughs.
Huh? That's
you're
awful.
Like, oh, all right. I'll piggy bank off. Should I finish it? Here's my interpretation of what your punchline was.
Are you going to make fun of the host if he bombs in front of you?
No.
If I know him, I'll do it.
If you know him, yeah. But like, right. I'd just rather be in a position to be like, let me get out of this as quick as possible. Let me prove to this audience as fast as possible that I'm confident. Like, yo, I got this.
Yeah.
Walk up there, boom, quick one.
Yep.
And then if they're like, ah, there we go. But if I walk up and get a quick one and that doesn't hit, I go,
this is going to be rough for me as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're never in the back being like, I mean, we joke around a lot. We're like, oh, we're going to bomb, blah, blah. But you're never in the back being like, oh, I'm going to eat a dick. You're usually back like, just let me get on and I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But that's always a funny thing when you get up and you're like, oh, I can't figure this out. This is, he was right. I'm bombing, well, he's
also,
bombing.
It's like everybody has like, you're very hard on yourself, but you also have those moments where if somebody ahead of you is not doing well, you're like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, of course.
I got the tricks up the sleeve.
Yeah, it's like, well, they just don't like that person. They'll like me.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, no. And then you get up there and you're like, all right, time to...
Uh-huh.
And then when it works, it's great.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, wow, I am elite. And then when it doesn't work, you go, oh, cool. Back to AutoZone.
100%. I work at Cinnabon now.
Cinnabon.
So good.
Do people who work at Cinnabon come home smelling like Cinnabon? They have to.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Could you imagine going down to a girl after a long shift at Cinnabon? That ain't the only cream on top. God. Hot. Damn.
What is that cream that lives in a vulva?
Wait, it's not cum.
There's like just white sauce down there sometimes.
Oh,
you take your cock all out and you're like, you really do work at Cinnabon.
Yeah.
What is that?
It looks like the tide that comes in at the ocean. The rip curls.
Seaweed.
Seaweed.
Bitch, you a dolphin?
I don't care how manly you are. Seaweed touches your foot, you're getting weirded out.
100%.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in the ocean and it touches him and he goes, all right, well, I'm going to buy the ocean and get rid of all of this.
Let me tell you something. Dude, how much do you think seaweed is a shark all the time?
I don't even know what it is. I just don't like it. I know it's not a shark.
Shark. It's a shark for me.
Really?
Every time it talks to me, I'm like, shark.
Shark.
I'm so scared of sharks.
Yeah. Well, people don't help you.
You don't.
I just pretend it's not a real thing.
Oh, it's a real thing though,
Daddy. No, I know that. But
hey,
you can't.
Samsonite. Real thing.
Yeah, but also it's like before you go on a roller coaster, are you thinking about every time a roller coaster in Florida, which is always in Florida, it like snaps off and somebody goes flying off the Superman?
Oh, dude, I checked my thing like 40 times. Yeah.
You're making the screws loose.
Let me tell you something, dude. When that fucking vagrant of a human being walks by you to check your thing, you wouldn't even know how to check your own cockolas, and you're checking my strap.
It is a lot of pressure.
That carny of a fuck doesn't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. So I always check it just to make sure that I know what's happening. I always think about that kind of stuff. It's not good. It kind of makes the ride more fun, though, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to die.
Goddamn.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
How do you want to die?
Not on a roller coaster.
That'd be fun, though.
No, because then the roller coaster outshadows you, and that my ego is just, I got too much pride in myself to be like, he was killed by a roller coaster. And then everybody just wants to know about the roller coaster and what Six Flags is going to do to compensate. No, I need to be the headline. Man killed at Six Flags. No.
No. What do you think they're going to say when you die off a roller coaster? Do you think they're going to be like, influencer Trevor Watt? Oh, are you God. Okay with that? Because
don't say influencer.
I know, but here's the shitty thing. They're gonna.
Oh, no.
They're going to say influencer. They're not going to say comedian. They might
Why would they not say comedian?
No, because the thing you're most recognizable for is the videos.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to say influencer.
Here's they say YouTuber. But then it sounds tried to like go on a roller coaster as like a prank and be like, no seatbelt. Riding a roller coaster with no seatbelt? Not clickbait. How would you upload that? Midair, you're like, fuck. Anybody got any Wi-Fi?
I think they would say YouTuber, actually.
Or
what?
They give me the proper bio that every person in Los Angeles has. It's like comedian, actor, YouTuber, vlogger, politician.
How do you feel about TikToker Trevor Wallace dies in a roller coaster accident?
Not a fan.
If my dad texts me one more time with a clip being like, hey, this person's a viral TikToker. He has 30,000 views. Fucking idiot. He like roasts people. What? About when like quote unquote
when like articles
do that, he's like, hey, are they but yeah, what would you be okay with TikToker? I would be not okay with anything else besides comedian.
Comedian is just nice because it's all in the same bubble.
Yeah,
what do I do on TikTok?
Comedy.
Everything that I do online, ideally, hopefully, is under the intention of comedy. So I hope it'd be a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If you know what one would hurt?
Give it to me.
Ex-Viner.
Ugh. Oh, my God. You hear that sometimes. God. You know what would really hurt? Pedophile.
What do you do?
You're like, what?
What do you do if they went, how cast guy killed on a roller coaster?
I'd kill myself again. Like, how I don't know, I would like being reincarnated into a butterfly and then I'd kill myself again.
As a butterfly?
Yeah, as a butterfly.
If you're just flying in front of all the truckers.
Oh yeah, it would be quick. I'd pull my wings off. If you could get reincarnated into something, what would you be?
Hogwart.
You'd be a hogwart?
I meant warthog. Wait, hogwart is wait.
That's from Harry Potter.
My brain is hurting today. Hogwarts.
Hogwarts is where Harry Potter went.
Warthog is just Hogwarts flipped.
Why did he need to go to school? Why did he need to go to school?
Did nobody realize that?
I'm sure I feel that. But real quick.
Off the vape, dude.
Dude, first of all, how come we're not smoking the vape? And one more question.
Lucy.
Why did he need to go to school?
Who, Harry Potter?
Harry Potter. Didn't he live in a closet?
What kind of Gary Vee shit are you on right now? You don't need to go to school to be a sorcerer. Just go to YouTube.
For real.
I legit had a friend drop out of college. Funny enough, he was also the ring guy that I was telling you about earlier. Ring guy.
Oh, fuck.
Dropped out of college 2 years in to go, I can teach myself all this on YouTube.
Here's the thing. No, you can't. You can't teach yourself biology on YouTube.
YouTube doesn't have frat parties and titties. That a majority of the people who go to college are like, I just want the experience. I'll fucking major in whatever, aka comm majors, and I just want to have a good time for 4 years. Then I'll figure it out.
Yeah, dude. When I finished high school, I was like, I don't want to go to college. I was gonna go in the army.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Floor general.
I know. Salute me. But I will say, then I thought about all the. I would be missing out on.
Or getting when you get home.
Oh, yeah. You ever got after boot camp?
After boot camp box title.
Salute.
What do you, I mean, the level of horniness when you get back from the army, it's got to be high. What are you putting in your Tinder bio? You just got back from the army and you're in your hometown or you're in a new city. What is your bio?
Pussy. It would just say pussy. Question mark. What is your Cash App?
But you're trying to get girls to be like in one sentence.
Oh,
give me your elevator pitch. I'm like, I'm back from the army and I'm single and I would love to come.
I fight for your freedom. I also want to fight for your pussy.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Well,
I wouldn't use the P word. I fight for America. Now let me fight for you.
That's pretty good.
Fuck.
Fight for You is good. That's pretty good.
Fuck.
I'm sure. Write in if you've seen any of these, because there's definitely dudes out there that are putting that. That I think is maybe a couple emojis. Just like let them know, because it's like, you know, that's like getting a blue check mark, but in real life, you're like, oh, I fought for this country. I'm a verified like fucking badass.
Yeah,
fuck me.
I think they just put a bunch of pictures of them in uniform, right? What's the hottest?
What am I talking about? Yes.
Yeah. What's the hottest uniform on a dude? Not camo. I'll tell
hot
you
dog
what it
on
is
a stick.
Right now. Huh?
Hot dog on a stick.
That's the hottest.
Do you
uniform?
Know what they wear? We've for sure seen this.
Oh yeah, yeah,
hot
yeah,
dog
yeah,
on
yeah.
a stick.
Yeah, yeah, they
They look like somebody just condensed a game of Twister and just put it on them.
Yeah, these are great. I think we've looked them on the show, but they look like real life of the spinner hats.
Yeah, they look like parachutes that just shrunk. I mean, imagine getting your shit clapped in a goddamn hot dog on a stick outfit.
It's kind of hot.
The hats are kind of. Other than that, the shirt, I would just wear that striped shirt. You know? I could wear that with my outfit now, and I would feel not great, but I could do it. It's the hat that's hilarious.
If you could tell your girl to wear anything in bed, what would it be?
Another man's dick.
She would wear another man's dick?
No, anything.
Things that are hot, like she works at like a bowling alley, or you know what I mean? Okay. Or she's like an ice cream man, or you know, she sells Bibles door to door. Like, what is she?
You know, there's something just about the skirt and the fucking clear frame glasses with a white.
Now we're getting specific.
What other glasses is she gonna wear? Stevie Wonder glasses in that shit?
Sometimes clear, but I mean, they could be like nerd glasses where they're like, they have the black frame. You want the clear frame.
Nerds usually have clear frame.
I don't think you know what the word frame means. You mean like glasses?
What?
Like what frames are the frames of the glasses.
Right. What did I say?
You said clear frame glasses.
I meant clear frame, glasses.
I'm still confused.
Gabe, edit Michael out of this podcast.
No, okay. You know the glasses I have? Those are clear frame glasses.
Oh, don't wear those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you're going to hack my cock? The mainframe connects to, whoa. I'm doing black glasses, clear lens.
Yeah, like nerdy glasses.
Yeah, the white button up, but tied, kind of like.
Britney Spears'
fuck
first
all
video.
This. Britney Spears' toxic video. Wear that.
Can toxic video? See,
have you, no.
The toxic video is the one where she has a snake.
I don't think so.
No, toxic, isn't she the flight attendant?
No.
No, it's like her very clearish with gold.
Her very first video.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, that one.
There it is.
Which one? Yeah, the toxic one. She has a snake. Oh, that's not the video. That's
I think
TV.
It's from a live performance.
Fuck. Sorry.
Still it was iconic. Horny, you remember a live performance? Michael Boss song. No, go up.
Yeah, yeah, we down, see it. I see slower. It. Stop.
All right.
Right there.
It's in the middle next to the blue one.
Yup. That
one.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she's wearing. It looks like she's wearing a goddamn filter, but Jesus Christ. Yeah. I remember seeing that music video come out, and I was like, oh, this is...
That's it. Right
this
there.
Is America.
That's it.
Why are we singing the Pledge of Allegiance? Fuck it. Put on the toxic music video.
God damn.
Attention. No, but I somebody a schoolgirl fit.
Yeah.
I don't know what
teach
it is about
me
skirts.
Math, bitch.
So what is it about skirts?
It's easy access. You can smell it. You can smell it. You know? You can smell it from far away. Gabe, I'm so sorry to always ask you to look up stuff, but that white jism that comes out of a woman's vulva sometimes, what is that? What is it? It looks like the white stuff that comes off an oyster. Like when you open an oyster?
That's the richest reference I've ever heard.
All right.
You ever been shucking for oysters? What does shucking mean?
The little thing you hold on. Do we shuck for them?
I don't know.
When you open it, is that shucking?
Yeah,
what's an oyster?
You know what I mean? Is that the one where the pearls come in?
No, that's a clam. No, that's a fucking... Clams have oysters. I mean...
Clams have oysters.
I feel weird, yo.
I feel dumb. I will say that.
No, I feel weird because the vape. I'm having a great
time.
No
way.
Yeah, I don't ever have any nicotine. I feel a little loosey-goosey. Speaking of, insert the ad.
Loosey.
So do we get? Do we
what's
know
what's secretion?
What do you mean? What's secretion?
I don't.
when something emits something. Secrete. So like, yeah, like the, if your pores would secrete.
Give me one of those
sweat.
Bullshit definitions.
No, but like,
is that secretion when it's like the white shit that you're talking about?
Like the way we sweat out of our skin, you're essentially sweating. You're excreting sweat. Excreting.
Is this discharge that you're talking about, would you consider it
discharge?
Is it thick?
Dishonorably discharged.
Discharge? That's such a weird name to call it. Like, it sounds so powerful. Like, you've been discharged.
Yeah, I mean, you're fired. That's extra being fired. Because you could be, can you imagine being discharged from fucking corn dogs on a stick? What's that
called? Hot dog on a stick? Wait, corn dogs on a stick? Corn dogs are always on a stick, unless they're mini corn dogs.
This is interesting. A few days before ovulation, discharge is stretchy, clear, and similar to egg whites.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's what I'm talking
did
about.
Did you see it last night?
Oh, no. I see it a lot. Ovulation. I be getting deep.
Shut the fuck. No, but dude, that means she's ovulating.
I be shucking boysters in that.
She's ovulating. I was just talking about this in the car last night. We got ice cream. Uh-oh. And we were talking about Uh-oh. Pregnancies. Not that we're having one, but No. I don't know how we got on the topic of it. Oh, IUDs and then like how the eggs and they fall, but the fucking, she's talking about her uterine walls.
Ew.
One of the funniest words I've ever heard in my life.
A uterine wall?
Uterine walls. And she's like, when you the IUD, it makes the uterine walls really thin so it can't stick. So technically sperm can be entering the cell every time you nut, but in the IUD, it makes the walls thin so that you can't connect.
Fucking uterine wall. Next time I go rock climbing, I'm gonna ask where the uterine wall is. I wanna climb the uterine wall to the top.
Ovulating, that means your girl could get prego.
Ew.
Are you raw dog Ralph right now? Or?
Boy, stop.
I ain't
wearing no raincoat.
But she not on the control of birth.
Nah.
Are you nervous? What about discharge?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
I do what is called lay pull out.
Right,
yeah.
But sometimes,
right?
You ever seen a music festival? They got gates up, and then three people hop the fence, and they're like, "Ah, fuck!"
Yeah.
What if one of those three people break in and then get to the main stage?
I gotta make a phone call. listen, dude.
Are you grand finaleing?
Oh, grand finaleing? I've been coming a lot of my own chest.
Yeah, weren't you? Because you were talking about you've been finishing with the feet lately. Right?
Yeah,
you can pull out and just come on your own chest.
No, that's
dude, call that the emergency brake.
Fucking funny if you pull out.
That's what it sounds like.
No, because I've been coming a bunch on the. I've been getting a lot of foot jobs. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what. I've been not getting dishonorably discharged from a goddamn foot job. I've been getting hired a bunch of times.
Yeah,
Zip Recruiter me.
ZipRecruiter.
Title. ZipRecruiter. So I've been
Is
doing
that a pimp? A pimp is ZipRecruiter.
Well, here's the thing, sir. You asked me where I'm excreting, discharging, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where are you recently, lately? Because you've been telling me it's je m'appelle mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until last night. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you like beef Wellington.
Next, coming to the stage.
What?
Here's the thing.
Okay. Do I need a mint julep?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, when you don't intend on, you're like, oh, I got a few more positions in me.
Oh.
And then your gas tank goes from like 15 miles left in the tank, and then all of a sudden it says 2, and you're like, am I on a hill? And you're like, oh, fuck. Uh-huh. I'm on flat ground. We better get off at an exit soon.
I got a flat tire.
Let's just say that exit happened to be in a certain dark area known as the vaginal tunnels, aka the uterine walls. I came inside. It was raining yesterday. Your boy coming in hot.
Oh, no raincoat, no galoshes, no poncho.
No, I mean, if there's no IUD, that would have been the nut to make a baby.
Oh, it was a lot.
Good nut. What? No, that was me. It was me knocking on wood. Gabe's off the nicotine. No, I knocked on wood because it was one of the more powerful ones that were at least like 17 of the them boy sperms would have like been knocking on the egg. You ever seen, we were looking at this last night in the car, an egg with all the sperm on it? I always thought that like one sperm was in like a landslide ahead.
Yeah.
But you look at the egg and the motherfuckers are all around it.
Ew, ew, ew.
But no, there's like cover.
Swarms of semen.
Yeah.
Gross.
No, but like, I always thought it was one clear winner in the head. Because they're all on it and it's the first one to break into the center. So I was like, just because you got to the island doesn't mean you got the coconut.
Also, let me ask you this. So if there's a
Was
bunch
that not the best analogy? You swam to the island, but the first person to get the coconut on the island.
Oh, I understand.
All right.
No, I understand. No, I understand.
But I thought it was like the first one to be like, last one to touch the egg is the rotten egg, you know?
Oh, last one to touch the egg is the rotten egg.
Yeah. I thought it was just like they just went up and then it was like a straight shot in.
But if there's a bunch around and one gets in, does a referee blow a whistle and say everyone else go away?
That's what I was wondering.
Because how do they not end up with 19 in there? Because the whole mission for a spermatitis is to get the fuck in there.
Damn.
So I don't understand.
Dude, I wonder if the sperm are like talking shit, like fist fighting. Bro, that fucking...
It's like a bouncer comes out.
Look at this stupid pre-cum baby. He doesn't even deserve to be here. He got a head start.
Head.
Pre-cum. Pre-cum babies get a head start. Is that not true?
That is true.
Wow.
Hold on.
Throw a flag on the play. Blow the whistle.
But they don't, but the pre-cum, they sort of just like tumble in there like a tumbleweed.
Right, but they're still starting before the initial load.
Yeah, but they don't get the Mario star. The sperm that come out the cockiness.
Yeah, wow.
They get blown out of goddamn cannon.
Yeah. But sometimes the pre-cum has that much time. It's like you might get a little pre-cum out, and then you take a little second, you eat a little bit of the jack in the box.
Excuse me.
So the pre-cum might be already traveling.
My box is late.
You knew you were not fast in running growing up when the kid you were like racing against would be like, he'll give you like a 10-second head start. 10 seconds.
Too long.
What are you going to do? Make a fucking quiche over there? Just come.
Dude, if you get a 10-second head start and you lose.
Oh, I was always that kid.
Really?
Well, I mean, you'd be close. But they'd be like, oh, I'll start running once you hit that mailbox.
Damn.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. At that point, just don't race me. I'm trying to get jacked off underneath the jungle gym.
A lot of J's.
Where's the weirdest place you hooked up with as a kid? The creek? Let's move on. I hooked up in a goddamn creek. Weird. Tadpoles.
I jerked off there.
You did?
Did I tell you this?
I think so. You've always been an outside man, huh?
Dude, I'm fucking
You're an explorer.
Gross. Yeah. I do like the great outdoors.
Women have discharge.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Me or them? Or?
Just a discharge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I kind of, when the first time it was on my cagines, the discharge, I was like, oh, woman cum. not it.
Uh-uh.
Nah.
Nah.
Discharge.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn. Should we run it?
Let's run it.
Let's run it. Gabriel?
Let's run it.
Hit me with it.
We got a sock talk here.
Let's do it.
This is a submission from...
Let me guess. Matt Bronger.
Wow, you got it. No, this is from Jacob Carr. And Jacob says, can we get a top five hottest women to ever exist?
My girlfriend, and Trevor's girlfriend. Wow. All right. Well, here we go.
Do they all have to be people?
The fact that you're asking, I'm going to say, no, they don't. Trevor,
Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny, bad. You know who we miss a lot? Nala.
Nala, yeah.
Nala from Lion King?
Yeah.
Hey!
All right. These aren't in order. I'm going to just start giving you a few.
Okay. Right.
The first one that comes to my mind, the girl who played Vicky Valancourt in Waterboy. That's right up your alley.
Yeah, we showed her.
I think I've seen her, but bring her up.
Valancourt.
Bring that.
Next one I'm throwing in the mix. Oh, dude, yeah, that did the fucking, the SCL. Yeah,
no,
that.
No. She can't be in the fucking top five hottest women of all time.
Click top row, third one to the right.
Oh, no, she's bad. But
her attitude and the character she played in there, I'm throwing it in. This is my list, by the way.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what? Fuck me. You're right.
Yeah. Vicky Valancourt, right?
Okay.
Topanga. Topanga.
Boy!
Number, and these are not in order. Next one, we're going, see, you combine horny and counting, and this isn't going to end well.
I'm going to jump in, or you want to finish your list? I don't think I have all five.
Yeah, rattle them off.
Okay, I have a, this is going to be, you know, Mila Kunis in Black Swan.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Keira Knightley is one of the hottest women of all time. It's not even close. She's so bad. I want to kill myself. I look at her and I want to kill myself. And there's one the newest one in my list, which I think we've brought up, who might be the baddest one of all time in my brain, is the girl in Knives Out. I can never remember her name.
Oh yeah.
God. Holy Hannah McFuckson. That's not even a real sentence. Holy McCann. That's it. Bring her up.
Anna.
Okay. Look, no. Click that one.
I can't see
Click the one with your blind hair at the end. Please. Talk dirty to me. Spin me around.
Yeah, a lot of these.
Put dreidels in my asshole.
A lot of mine are like nostalgic ones that like throughout like appeared in my life where I was like, this is the hottest girl in my life, and then I go a little bit more and I go, this is the hottest girl in my life.
I got two that what's her name from Saved by the Bell?
One of mine right now for sure. Also, I'll throw in her honorable mention, this woman had my heart in college, Kate Upton.
Holy Toledo, my cockolas.
The hard part is like I have a whole list. Yeah, Kate Upton. Bad. Great. I have a whole list.
Kate Upton, why don't you go Downton? Sorry, go
ahead. Okay, you're off the list. A lot of them are like women I've seen on like Pornhub. I'm like, I have no idea what your name is, but someday I will come across you again. Literally.
Yeah.
But then motherfucking...
Oh, man. All right, hold up. I think we're probably missing like a
you
like,
know who the obvious one for me is again, it's like the specific kind of nostalgia, but is Cameron Diaz in The Mask?
Yes. Yes. Cameron,
bring it up.
Oh my freaking Lord Christ.
That red dress.
Oh,
come on.
This is going to be a wild one. Can I tell you a wild one?
Yeah.
What's her name in V for Vendetta when she has a head
shave?
Oh,
Natalie Portman? Same.
Mother of Christ, my Jesus.
Jamie.
Put peanut butter on my grundle and call me Sammy Johnson.
I wish I've seen more movies. I don't know.
Bring her up.
That's you?
Natalie Portman in V for Vendetta, but also Natalie Portman just in general is in my list too.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God. Amen.
I'm trying to think of one to finish it all up.
Who's that woman from The Notebook? What's her name? Rachel McAdams?
Lisa Ann?
Yeah. Fuck. Girl Next Door? Yeah. Put it in my back door. Oh, I have one more. I have one more. I have one more.
Oh, boy.
What's her name from Pearl Harbor, the movie?
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck?
No, but the the woman. I forget her name. In Pearl Harbor, the movie.
Kate Beckinsale?
Oh, my God. Holy crap. Who are we missing, Trev? We got to be missing one more person. I mean, do we do like Pamela Anderson? Is that even real?
I'm trying to think. I feel like there's definitely some adult actresses that I'm just like.
Oh, I mean, Riley Reid off jump top six.
Well, yeah, this is top five any. It doesn't have to be just movies.
Yeah.
All right.
It can be anyone.
Well, I mean, they are in movies.
Brookstone. Yeah. Movies. I'm trying to think.
I'll tell you who's not on the list. My girlfriend. I just did that for jokes, man. If you're listening, please don't. Fuck.
It's too late. You're fucked. She's already investigating all of these movies and drawing a Venn diagram of what they all have in common.
And with strings.
Yeah, exactly.
How come they always use strings?
I don't know.
Use a laser pointer. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, I'm sure there's one.
Are we missing one, Gabriel?
There's gotta be.
Wait, yeah, I'm sure we are.
We gotta be. All right, so let's do this real quick
right
before we move on.
Yeah.
Let's just do top 15, 20, whatever, 10 hottest girls of all time, and then we'll see if we missed one. Because I'm sure we're missing just one that we're like, we're dumb. We're dumb. We're stupid and dumb. Topanga was a great pull, though.
I wonder if Kate Upton follows me. There's 0% chance she does.
Oh, Selena Gomez is freaking bad.
Guys, got great news. She doesn't follow me.
Holy shit. I didn't know Selena Gomez was this bad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see if she follows me.
Kate Upton is a man.
Is a man?
Oh, Justin Verlander.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Pitcher?
Yeah.
He's pitching something else. God damn.
Who is that?
Jenner. Kendall.
Oh.
She's hot.
Yeah. Devin Booker.
Emrata? Yeah, oh, yeah. I remember there was a movie where she. What movie
Who's
was
this?
That? Emily Ronikowski?
We forgot.
She's great. I remember I
great.
Saw.
Great.
I'm trying not to sound horny here. There was a movie where she's naked. Ben Affleck's in it. Her tits are out for a second.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that? And then
he like murdered the family, but he was like, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gone Girl.
Yeah,
so
Gone Girl.
Her tits were out for like 2.7 seconds.
I'll tell you what else would be going. If I, go ahead.
And I just remember I was like on my phone or something. And I looked, and my roommate at the time was like, oh yeah, there she go with tits out. And then I was like, oh wait, what? Go back. And I was next to my girlfriend. She's like, oh, we're just going to go back. And you missed him? I was like, yeah, what's the big deal? And then later when Ben Affleck has his profile dong shot out, it's just
yeah.
It's a side profile of an erect penis.
Yeah.
Dong out. She goes, oh, should we go back? And I was like, yeah, it's Ben Affleck. Let me see it.
Of course.
Take the two, put them in a cardboard cutout. Let me have it.
You know who has a wing stop?
Trevor Wallace.
Yes, but the second person has a wing stop of a cock? Kevin Bacon.
Really?
I ain't a vegetarian. Put him out.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are the... Okay, real quick before we move on.
Yeah.
Just type in top 10 porn stars.
Yeah. And then let's watch the videos too.
Hottest porn stars 2021. Who's making this list?
Riley Reid.
Oh, God.
Oh,
there's
this,
tits
I'm
on
gonna
the
be
screen.
Fucking, oh, no.
This is not good
this
for...
This is not okay.
Our testosterone is draining.
Yes!
Miss Reid.
Riley
Reid. Autumn Falls.
Don't know who that is.
Great name. Gabby Carter.
Don't know who that is.
Honorable mention. My girl G. Carter.
I don't know who a lot of porn stars are. I don't really search porn, to be honest. Or porn stars, I mean. I'll be on porn like a motherfucker. Oh, I know that one. The one that blew up four? I think I know that one.
She does some goth stuff.
Yeah.
Eva Elfie. Okay, okay. Oh, Abella Danger.
Yeah.
Hey. She's my number five, Abella.
Okay. Abella?
Put it in.
Oh, shit. Not would you be so scared of... fucking porn star, I would be so scared. I just like this. I'm not doing this.
I would just go into understanding that I might not be good at it, and that's fine.
Would you use numbing spray?
I would use a lot of things.
I would pop a Blue Chew and spray my cockiness down with numbing spray.
Yeah, I would dip my dick like it's a chocolate covered strawberry in numbing spray.
She'd be like, does that feel good? I'm like, I can't feel anything.
Yeah. I would inject it with silicone.
I would go to the dentist and they'd be like, do you have a toothache? I'd be like, no, but I need it all. I need it all.
Yeah. There's probably some like, there's so many out there that are just like honorable mentions, like a mom in an HBO show you saw 13 years ago. You're like, yeah. Who is that?
You know who I'd like to play poker with, if you will? I'm all in, Full House, here's my cock.
Who would you like to play cards with? A dick of cards. Another title.
I lost her name, dude. She's in, fuck! Gabe, you gotta help me out.
Lois Griffin could low-key get
Reese
piped.
Witherspoon!
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What? The sound?
Yeah.
Sex!
What cartoon would you go with?
A bitch from Space Jam.
Top five hottest cartoons that could get it. Number one, Lola Bunny. Number yes. two, girl from Futurama. Leela?
Leela.
I'm in Leela, 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 love. Number three, we're going Mrs. Incredible because she could stretch a lot of things. Number four, Lois Griffin.
Oh, hot
Peter.
Take.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, Peter. The way you're moving your cock. Dude, look at that. But here's the thing. I'm not thinking about Lois Griffin from Family Guy. I'm thinking about the Lois Griffin that you get on the side of the adult websites.
Yeah.
You ever seen her on the side of a website?
Yes.
You're like, hot. Second of all, why is it Brian the dog piping her down?
Have you ever seen Brian the dog's cockiness?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Bark, bark. Let's
Unfortunately,
go,
yeah. And then fifth and final hottest, motherfucking Velma, Scooby-Doo.
Wow, that's a good one.
Because Velma got that side when, you know, once they find...
You just like glasses on a girl.
I just like girls who can see my dick in full high def.
Well, they need glasses to see it because it's so small.
Yeah, what do you think I'm trying to say? but I feel like she's just a freak when she get back home. When they do the mystery and they find out, it's... if it wasn't for you, goddamn meddling, shut up. Let's go back to the studio apartment. Let's find out something else under this mask.
Yeah. Why do you like Scooby-Doo so much? Here's another dog.
Michael, top five hottest cartoon characters that you would may or may not take to a nice date and then animate something else.
My top five hottest cartoons. Ready and go. Jessica Rabbit.
Boom.
Tinkerbell.
Is that legal?
Yes. She's like 1,000 years old.
Damn. Guilt's out here. Anyways.
Nala from Lion King.
Is Boom. That legal?
Look it up, Gabe. Marge Simpson.
Huh?
Where do you think I'm hiding my cockiness?
Dude.
In there.
She would smoke your dick like a fucking marble. Oh, Jesus Christ, Michael. Come on over here.
Hot. And the last one, Jasmine from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't get enough credit.
Magic carpet ride. Give me your carpet. Lick, lick.
Pocahontas. Honorable mention.
Yeah.
Guys, those are both very solid lists.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get into a sock or into a secret sock now.
Yep.
This one's pretty straightforward. This is an anonymous submission that says, "I just want to let you guys know that circle jerks are the best."
Yeah, I see why they're anonymous. There you go. Circle jerks are the best.
Have you even thought about it?
No.
Me neither.
The closest I've ever come to a circle jerk is jerking off next to a mirror.
Yeah, closest I've ever come to jerking off circle jerk is when I jerk off with two hands. I'm like, whoa, is that another person? Nope, just me.
What's that shit called where you sit on your hand so it feels like somebody else's?
The stranger.
Yeah. How is that not illegal?
If
you walk in on your buddy ever sitting on his hand, move out.
Yeah, he's like, my hands are cold. Are they? Are they, sir?
We live in Tempe, Arizona. Okay.
Dude, I used to put on those doctor gloves and jerk off.
What the fuck did you say to me?
I used to put on the doctor gloves and J.O.
No, I heard you, but
okay.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. With like the latex ones?
The latex ones. I used to put on latex gloves and go to town on my cockiness.
And you put some lube
yeah,
on?
Yeah. So I couldn't feel it. So it felt like someone else doing it. I'm a genius, dude.
I don't know if genius is a word the audience is going to be thinking of.
Uh-huh. My mom is a nurse, so the latex gloves were everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I literally.
Oh, no.
It was great because first of all, there's like no friction. You put a little Vaseline, little Promethium jelly. Oh, am I at Waterworld?
Yeah, then she looks under your bed. She's like, why the fuck are all these gloves in here? What ghosts
Operation,
are you looking for?
Operation, bitch.
Wow.
Circle jerk are the best.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get off your chest.
Yeah.
Or your homie's chest.
Is that it?
That was it. Yeah. He just needed to let you guys know. So
I wonder if anybody's ever been jerked off while tandem biking.
I wonder if anyone has ever done a square jerk. Does it always have to be a circle?
You can probably do square. You can do a triangle if you really wanted.
I think functionally you kind of need a circle. Square, like you might be too far away from the homies to really get there.
No, you can do it.
But what if you have an odd number of people? Is there always enough hands to do it?
Then it's a pentagon.
But figure out the math. Is there always enough hands? Because if it's three people.
Yeah.
Then there's one.
Well, you only need one hand because you're just extending to somebody else and somebody's on you.
Oh, I understand. But that's the best one is when
you
always got
a free hand.
Text your girlfriend.
We're going to be a little late tonight. Let's just say fantasy football punishments were a little tougher than usual this year.
Is it ordering Postmates? What are we going to case for you?
Dude, what do you... You pull your own hair?
You ever pinch your own nipple?
All right.
I haven't. I'm just really... I'm honestly asking. Anyways,
that's another installment of Stiff Socks.
Holy crap.
I don't know one thing we talked about on this episode.
I literally have no idea what's happening. But I do know what's happening. Friendly reminder, we have a Patreon. If you guys want 4 extra episodes a month that come out every Friday ad-free, only $5, and you have access to the Discord and wild, hilarious, crazy, iconic episodes on the Patreon, which is one, the Gabe interview. A lot of people want to see what Gabe is. That's how you do it. You go on Patreon, sign up, and that is it, man. So get on that Patreon ASAP. And as I always say, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening. You guys are awesome. And go rate, subscribe, and review on Spotify and iTunes. It really helps us out. Until next time, bye.